A reading from the Gospel according to John in the first chapter. If you would all please rise for an honor and respect of the Gospel reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. John begins his gospel with this beautiful poetic language, recalling the language of Genesis that begins the whole Bible. And by doing that, stating that there's a new creation happening, a new age is beginning in the story of Jesus. And it calls on the language of Proverbs, the Word, the wisdom of God, teaching us the ways to live in this new world. But overall, the claims and the language in the first five verses of John are really not that startling. They're pretty much standard religious stuff that basically any religion could kind of get on board with, right? Our God is the best God who created the world and is going to lead us, defeating the darkness, and so on and so forth, right? This is a God that is... Most religions would be pretty comfortable with this distant, all-powerful God who shines from above, defeats darkness, is on our side, maybe even looks kindly on us as like a kid with an ant farm. It's the bold and audacious claim about God is made in verse 14. The Word became human. And as Eugene Peterson says, moved into the neighborhood. That is very ungodlike. Gods would sometimes come to earth and put on flesh. They would pretend to be human, usually to fight a war or to go clubbing and pick up women. Gods did not become human. Even the idols that people made out of wood and bone, out of bronze and gold, were treated as holy, set apart, distant, pure, clean, separate, not human. And this incredible claim that John makes, and that we are making tonight, that we are celebrating tonight, the reason that we gather here in worship is that our God became human. Put on flesh for us. Flesh with all its smells and all its hair. And flesh with all its boogers and snot. Our God did that. Our God came to be with us and came to be with us in the most personal, sweaty, intimate, bloody, intense, grunting, screaming way possible. Our God was born of a woman. Just like you were, just like I was. Now, this is where my 4K HD TV metaphor really falls apart, because they haven't invented a screen yet that actually brings you to the place that you're trying to see. The best in virtual reality is still that. It's virtual. It's an illusion. But our God... in Jesus, actually comes to be with us, to be a part of our world, to tabernacle with us, to dwell with us, to set up residence here with us in this place, and to be with us, to come to be with us, isn't just something that God does. It's actually who God is. That's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about who God is. And this is who God is. It is part of God's being. In the scripture it says the Word was with God and the Word was God. It is intrinsic to who God is. God is light. God is invisible. But in Jesus Christ, God is also eternally human. God is here. God is with us. God is among us. God is in us. The psalmist writes in 139, if I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I went down to the grave, you would be there too. If I could fly on the wings of the dawn, stopping to rest on the far side of the ocean, even there, your hand would guide me. Even there, your strong hand would hold me tight. St. Augustine says roughly that our God is nearer to us than we are to ourselves. God knows you intimately. God knows you personally. God is always with you, always ready to be involved in your life, because that is who God is. So Christmas is not just a celebration of something that happened a long time ago that we're excited about. It's the celebration of the present reality of God, that God is with us, that God is here. It's a celebration of who God is, that by the Holy Spirit, God is always, always with us. So when your life is awesome and going great, God is with you. And when your life is a total shambles, God is also with you. When you have it all together, God is with you. And when you don't understand yourself and you don't really even like yourself, God is with you. You might think that you don't need God tonight, that you've got it all figured out and that you are ready to just take on the world by yourself. Guess what? God is with you. Even so. You might think that what you have done is unredeemable, that your sin carries with you forever, and that you can't be rid of it. God is still with you. Darkness cannot hide you, for God is the light. And God stays with you because God knows the truth about you. That no matter what you think, you are a child of God. You are created for better things. You are created to live in the light and to spread the light to all people and to the world. You are created to have God living inside of you and living among you and with you, bringing the light to others, spreading God's light over the world that it overcomes the darkness. God is intimate. God is personal. God desires to have that personal relationship with you, to know you intimately in your heart, and for you to love God, and for God to love you, and for you to know that is true. Because God is here. God is with us tonight. God is with you all the days of your life. Thanks be to God for this glorious truth in Jesus Christ that we celebrate tonight. Alleluia. Amen.